Yosef, or rather I should say, the Yosef that we meet in Parshas Miketz, in this week's Parsha, and subsequently in Vayigash Vayichi, seems very different than the Yosef we met in last week's Parsha. And I'm going to share with you an idea that I saw from Rav Avishai David, Rosh Hashiva and Torah Shraga, and also neighbor of mine, the Friday night, and an Onik Shabbos, Dr. Blass, added in some points as well. If you take a look at Parshat Vayeshev, Yosef's life goes through tremendous ups and downs. He starts off being his father's favorite. He has it all. V'Yisrael ahavet Yosef mikol banav. He makes some exones pasim. He has these dreams. Everybody's bundle bows down to his bundle. In the second dream, the sun and the moon and the stars will bow down to him. And it's all great. And then what happens? Everything falls apart. He's sent by his father to go check out on his brothers. They want to kill him. They throw him into a pit. He's sold as a slave to the Ishmaelim, to Midianim, goes down to Mitzrayim. His life is over. He's finished. He's gone. He's cut off from his family. Totally finished. And then what happens? Good news starts. He's sold to Potiphar. And the Torah tells us that Paro Sara Tabachim buys him as a slave. Vayi Hashem et Yosef. All the son of Hashem's with Yosef. Vayish Matzliach. He's successful. His master trusts him implicitly. V'chol asher oseh Hashem matzliach biyado. Kol sheyesh lo nasan biyado. He puts him in charge of the whole household. He has free reign. Listen, if you got to be a slave, this is it. He is in charge of the household of one of the most powerful men in Mitzrayim. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. All right, not everything. But things are definitely looking up. And in the middle of this, boom, he gets hit with the story with Eishes Potiphar. And now he gets sent into the dungeon. Before it was a pit, now it's in the dungeon. He's in the Beit HaAsurim. He's finished. His life is over again. But no. What happens in the Beit HaSurim? Here too, there's a sudden change. Vayitein sa Beit HaSor b'yat Yosef et kol asirim. He's in charge. Why? Because Vayi Hashem et Yosef. Again, Hashem is with Yosef. And now he's in charge. So things look better. If you got to be a prisoner, okay, this is the way to be a prisoner. And then comes the story of the Sarha Mashkim, the Sarha Ofim, and they have a dream. And Yosef interprets the dream, and he sees his ticket out of there. The Sarha Mashkim is his ticket. He tells the Sarha Mashkim what the dream was, and he says to him, listen, I interpret the dream well. You're going to be taken out of here on Paro's birthday in another 3 days, and when that happens, remember. He asks of him, Kim zechartani etcha kashayitav lach, vasitana imadi chesed vizkartani al parvel tzisani min abayas hazeh, you'll take me out of here. So he sees his ticket out of here. He has to wait 3 more days. And what happens? Lo zachar shah hamashki mis yosa veyishkacheihu. Back. The dungeon, another 2 years. Up, down. Up, down. And a third time, up and down. That's Parshat Vayeshev. You come to Parshas Miketz, and all of a sudden everything's changed. One morning Yosef wakes up, 2 years later, stuck in the dungeon of Mitzrayim. By nightfall, in the blink of an eye, He's the second most powerful man and was arguably the most powerful country in the civilized world at that time. The only person who's above him is Paro, and he has free reign of everything. He's in charge. Clothing, jewelry, chariots. And then he gets a wife and he has children. And from here on in, it's only up. We don't see the ups and the downs and the ups and the downs. He's just up and he stays up. What happened? What happened in 2 years? Something happened in these 2 years that changed Yosef from being one who was always going up and down to one who goes up and stays up. What was it? Yosef has dreams. He's destined to be a Moshe. And he will become a Moshe. He will become a leader. But if Yosef is going to be a leader, he needs to have the qualities of leadership that will make him a successful leader. And what do we read about the 17-year-old Yosef at the beginning of last week's parsha? The Torah tells us, V'hunar et b'nei Vila v'et b'nei Zilpa. Rashi, quoting Chazal, says, Shehaya ose ma'ase narut. He was acting too childish. Mitakein b'sa'aro. He was playing around with his hair. This kind of hairdo, that kind of hairdo, this haircut, that haircut. Memashmesh be'enav kedei she'yeh nireh yafeh. He was worried all about his physical outward appearance. That, he wanted to look nice, he wanted to look cute, he wanted to look in vogue. That's going to make you a leader. No, Yosef. You're not ready for leadership. You need a lot of time for introspection. So from being on the top of his father's favorite to Tiktsonis Pasim, spend some time in a pit and think about what you're doing with your life. He gets sold to Mitzrayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a second chance. What happens here? Yosef harad Mitzrayima, vayi Hashem et Yosef, vayi shematzliach, vayi beveit Adonav haMitzri. And what happens? Pasuk says to us, "Vayazov kol ashalo biyad Yosef." He leaves everything to Yosef. V'lo yada itol meruma ki emesalechem asher uochel. Vayhi Yosef yifei toar v'yifei mara. Yosef was handsome. Why is the pasuk telling me Yosef was handsome? I need to know at this point in time that Yosef was handsome. Says Rashi, "Kaven shara atzmo Moshel." Ah, he's a Moshel because he's in charge of the household. Itchil ochel v'shoshe v'chshote u'misalsel b'sa'aro. He's going back to his hairdo. He's eating, he's drinking, and he's fooling around with his hair. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, avicha mitabel v'ata misalsel b'sarecha. This is what you're doing, Yosef. That's what it means to be a Moshe. Back to your outward physical appearance. Whip! You need to spend more time. The story happens with Eishah Potiphar, and he's sent into prison. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is still with him. What happens in prison? Torah tells us again, Vayeshem et Yosef, Vayet elav chesed, Vayetein chino b'nei sar b'et ha-sohar. And now Yosef, can you be a leader? Can you be concerned about others and not just about how you look? So it sounds like he's there. The Rav Mashul, Magola spoke Friday night. He said at the beginning of the parsha, Yosef says, I want to tell you my dreams. Listen to me. I have dreams. But at the end of the parsha, it's a different Yosef. It appears to be different. Because he tells the Sar Mashkim,
tell me your dreams. I'll listen. Let me hear what your dreams are about. And it sounds like Yosef has changed. Almost. But not quite. Because just as he tells them, you had a dream. Vayomer lehem Yosef, halo le'lokim pitronim. God has solutions to dreams. Sapruna li. Tell them to me. Me. I know. And they tell the chalom to Yosef. And Yosef tells them the answer. And what do the Saramashkim, the Sarofim understand? Yosef interprets dreams. It's all about Yosef. Vayar Saraofim Kitov Patah. Yosef gives good dreams. Yosef, it's not you. It's the Ribono Shel Olam. You almost had it. Halo le'lokim pitronim. But then you blew it. And you said, Sapru Nali, tell it to me. Because I'll tell you what the answers are. You're not ready, Yosef. Got to spend more time. You have to work on yourself. 2 years pass. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every moment of the day, is looking at Yosef. And on that fateful morning, which Chazal understood was Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now he's ready. He's ready for another chance. Let's see what happens. And Parah has a dream that night. And he wakes up and he's very troubled. And the Saramashkim says to Parah, Parah katsav al avadav, I want to tell you a story. We were in prison, me and the Saraofim, and we had a dream. And there was with us a Nar Ivri, Yevet Sara Tabachim, and we told him, Vayifto lanu eschalam aseinu, and he interpreted the dream. Vayhi kasher pasal lanu kenei, as he said, that's what happened. So Parah says, yeah, I want to speak to the guy. They rush him out of prison. They give him a haircut. They change his clothing. They bring him to Parah. And Parah tells Yosef, I shamati alecha leimar tishma chalom liftora. So I heard that you interpret dreams. This is Yosef's moment. Will he pass or will he blow it again? But this is a different Yosef. 2 years made a difference. Vayan Yosef et para leimar biladai. It's not me. Elokim yanet shalom paro. Anything I say, straight from the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not me. You want to talk? I'll listen. But I want you to know it's not me. So Parah tells him the dream. And what does Yosef say? Vayom Yosef el Parah, chalom Parah echadu, eis asher ha'elokim oseh higid leParah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you what's going to happen. And later on, Hu Adavar Asher Dibarti El Paro Asher HaElokim Oseh Harat Paro. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. And then Paro understands. Vayomer Paro El Avadav HaNimtza Kazayish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. Do we know anybody like this who has a godly spirit in him? It's not Yosef. But in Yosef rests a godly spirit. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to you, and Yosef has been successful in passing an understanding and passing on the message, it's not him. It's all the Ribono Shel Olam. He is the one who brings the solutions to everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you understand finally that it's not you, but it's me, the Ribono Shel Olam, that's the kind of leader that I want. the leader who doesn't believe in himself, but believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and understands that it all comes from him, now you deserve to be emotional. And Yosef carries this on throughout the rest of his career. Parshas Vayigash. The brothers come, and Yosef reveals himself, and they're terrified. And he says to them, "Don't be so upset. V'ata al teyatzvu v'yichar beinechem ki mechartem osiheina ki lemichya shelachani elokim lifneichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. It wasn't really you guys. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishlacheni Elokim lifneichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this position. Vatolo atem shlachtem osiheina ki ha'elokim. It wasn't you. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam." And Yosef, who realizes that it's not about him, it's not his personal appearance, it's not his outward looks, it's not his ability to interpret dreams. Everything, but everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Moshe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I want." It took 2 years, 2 extra years, for Yosef to achieve that. But that's Parshas Miketz. Miketz Shnatayim Yomim. 2 years of introspection, of working on himself, and he succeeds. When Yosef was 17, he was sold by his brothers. And for the next 13 years, it appears to him that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him, he's angry at him, he's making fun of him. Every time he goes up, he goes down, he goes up again, he goes down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using him as a yo-yo, up and down and up and down. But he doesn't understand that that's not the case at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting him ready for his ultimate role as the Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient. If you're going to be a Moshe, you're going to be a great one. But you need to work on yourself. And for 13 years, Yosef needs to work on himself from the age of 17 to the age of 30. But for the next 80 years, he's the Moshe in Mitzrayim. It appeared to be a punishment. It appeared to be abandonment. The Torah tells us every step of the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. So that the Yosef of Parshas Vayeshev could become the Yosef of Parshas Miketz.